Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Darling, darling, I'll turn the lights back on now. Watching, watching as the credits all roll down. And crying, crying, you know we're playing to a full house.
House. Forgot to turn the mic on. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Who sings this? This is great.
Kygo.
Crank it up a little. This is cool, right?
Our debut was a masterpiece, but in the end for you and me, hold this show, it can't go on.
I love it.
We used to have it all, but now
that's a great vibe, on, ma'am.
So hold for the applause.
Oh, all right, KFI AM 640. We're on 6 to 10 every single Monday through Friday. I don't know why somebody wanted me to mention that. All right, Disney on Ice is back, baby. Look at this. And we have one of the cats there who is the coordinator, right? Big tour coordinator. And he's with us, Adrian Baez, Baez, right?
It's Adrian Baez, that's right.
Adrian Baez. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here in Anaheim. We just arrived today, and I'm so excited to be here in California and get to perform for all of these lovely, awesome people here.
And where did you fly in from?
We flew from Denver. We just wrapped up yesterday in Denver, Colorado.
How did it go?
It was pretty spectacular. There's a lot of CD people that are in the Colorado area, so we had a lot of people that came out. A lot of people that actually know a lot of the skaters that are in our show. So it was super, super supportive and super exciting for everyone.
We lost you for a second. Did you say there's a lot of shady people in Colorado?
Absolutely not. I did not say that. I said there's a lot of skating fans out there in Colorado.
Okay, because Belio's from Colorado, and she's a little shady.
Hey, I'm a skating fan.
Oh, all right.
No, how dare he?
I know.
Hey, I'll tell you a quick story about Disney on Ice. When my daughter was 3 or 4, her favorite character was Jessie from Toy Story, right? And she used to carry that doll around her wherever she went. And I told her, like a week before, I said, hey, we have tickets to see Disney on Ice in Long Beach. And we, at that time, we lived in Tarzana. I think it was Tarzana. So I said, hey, we're going to a Disney on Ice on Saturday to see Jessie and the whole crew. And she flipped out. She couldn't wait. She wanted to wear like her, you know, Disney clothes, and she wanted to bring her Jessie doll and everything. And we were going to go to the 7 o'clock show on a Saturday night. And it was one of those days where we had like 4 inches of rain. The freeways were all messed up.
Oh.
And I didn't feel like, you know, safe driving all the way down, you know, to Long Beach with her at night on these slick roads. I said, hey, maybe we'll catch this show another time. And she gave me that pout, you know, that lip, that bottom lip that turns over and says, but I thought we were going to go see Jessie. Oh. And man, we got in that car and we drove through rain and lightning and thunder. And we got there and man, her eyes, I don't think she blinked the entire time. She looked out on that ice, and she couldn't believe that those characters were right in front of her. Man, it has really, Adrian, it really has a huge impact on kids.
It sure does. And what's so exciting is I love to get to see the kids in the audience and the families getting to enjoy their kids in the audience, just have fun and have their eyes twinkle up when they see their favorite characters on the ice. It's one of those moments that you just can't forget, and you just leave the venue just thinking about it like for weeks on end. It's just a magical time for everyone.
It's great. And what's nice about the show for the parents, it's not 9 hours. You know, I mean, you get in, you get enough Disney on Ice, then you slide back in the car. It's not too long where parents are looking at their watch, but it's not too short where the kids don't enjoy it. It's a perfect amount of time. And they really knock it out. What can we expect this year? What's new on Disney on Ice?
Well, Disney on Ice presents Dream Big is basically a medley of all their favorite characters. So we have about 9 different stories that are mashed up in a unique storyline that basically explores the depth horizons of everyone's, of all the characters' dreams. And we're going to have some of the classic stories like Aladdin, Cinderella, and we're going to have some of the more modern ones that are like Disney Pixar's Coco and everyone's favorite Frozen. I'm sure that a lot of kids are going to get so excited when they hear Elsa sing Let It Go, and they're going to singing it once they leave the venue as well.
And are the Toy Story characters going to be there?
Sadly, not. We do not have the Toy Story characters in our show, but we have so many other characters that people are going to know and love.
Okay, and do you guys, how many people are in the cast and crew? That looks like a big operation.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just had to travel with all of them today, so I could tell you offhand. So we have about 65 people between the cast, crew, and staff. So that's about 44 skaters, about 5 staff members, and about 14 crew members.
Now, if anyone is going to, like, has an issue, they come to you, right?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully everything runs as smoothly as possible, you know. I try to make everyone's life much more livable, I guess, you know, whenever we're traveling about 10 months out of the year. So I try to stay like a ninja in the background and make sure everything goes smoothly. But obviously, if something does go wrong, then always the TC is the one to point out.
If anything does go wrong and you need someone to be told to get the hell on the bus, you call me. I'll talk to them.
Well, you know, I always say this. If you're on time, you're late. And if you're early, you're on time. So the bus is on time. So if you're late, I'm sorry. You're going to have to find your own way to wherever you're going to get to next.
That's great.
You know, everyone's pretty good.
Right. And where do you guys all live? Are you guys all local Californians?
So actually, we have people from all over the world. We have skaters from Australia, some from Ukraine,
down
from Brazil, all over the world.
Now, do you have anybody, because I know that, you know, there are a lot of people who do this that were at one point Olympic skaters or, you know, could have been in the Olympics. Do you have anybody, any stars like that?
We don't have anyone that's going to be well-known, but we do have a lot of people that did compete before they decided to venture on over and perform as a Disney on Ice skater. And what is unique about that is because not only are these skaters just skating and doing what they love on the ice, they're getting to add different elements to their profession. They get to learn how to act. They get to learn how to become a character, if you will. And they basically become a triple threat on the ice, you know?
Yeah.
So they're pretty spectacular in their own right.
All right. And the shows are going to be in Anaheim December 8th through the 12th at the Honda Center. And then you're going to be in Los Angeles. That's going to be at, what was Staples Center. I think it's now... You know,
I think it's still Staples Center. I think it doesn't change over until after we leave.
No, I think I watched the news today. They took the name down already.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I called down there. I want to get the S in Staples. I'd love to have that, you know, the big S. And the guy says it's 12 feet tall. Where are you going to put it, you idiot?
Right.
All right. So you're going to be at what was Staples Center December 16th through the 19th. Then in Ontario. Mm-hmm. Is Ontario a new move for you guys? I don't remember last time you were in Ontario.
Well, we do go there every year, whether it's with Disney on Ice or one of our other properties with Feld Entertainment. But we do venture out through all of the LA area, including Ontario, yearly.
Where is Ontario? You guys going to the Toyota Arena?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Then back to Long Beach Arena with that big guy whale on the side of that building. That's where I saw it. That's a cool old venue.
I've never been to the Long Beach Arena, but I'm very excited to see it.
You are going to love Long Beach, man. That is a really cool hang. Hey, so where is your favorite arena? What's the newest, like, coolest arena you played in where you go, wow, man, that was something else?
Well, I would have to say, now I'm going to have to spend it outside of the U.S., but I think my favorite place to play is the O2 Arena in London.
Oh, wow. How big is a theater? How many seats?
Oh my gosh, that place is huge! Like it's just magnificent. How huge it is over there in the UK at that O2 Arena.
And
it's an awesome experience.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And what do the tickets run? What do they start at?
So I always say it's about like the cost of a 3D movie, if you will. So the lowest price is give or take about $20 or so, but they all vary depending on the seats that you get.
And are you in the middle of your season? Towards the end of your season? How long are you guys going?
So we are currently at about city number 12, and we have about 32 cities in total. We started at the beginning of September, and we'll be running all the way through the end of April.
Well, whoever put this together, whether it was you or, you know, somebody above you, to be in Los Angeles and Southern California at Christmas is a real special deal for these kids.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited, and I know they are, all are as well. And the weather is beautiful, and there's so many things to do here. It's going to be a magical time for everyone.
It's going to be awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. Hope you have a safe tour, and give everyone a high five from us.
Will do. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Adrian. There he goes with Disney on Ice. You ever take Sydney to that?
Sid had been to a few of those, yeah. Man, she was ice skating especially, yeah.
Oh, that's right. She was an ice skater.
Yeah, she competed. She did all that
wow.
stuff.
Wow. She could be in the show.
Yeah, maybe.
You know? Sing sure. dong with
yes.
her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sign her up.
Oh, that's kind of cool. All right. So anyway, Disney on Ice. Go to the website and get your tickets. I think it's DisneyOnIce.com. Oh, no, Ticketmaster. Go to Ticketmaster and get your seats. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Croge.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style.
Oh, I got to crank this
in
up.
The air,
come on, Steph Marino.
There's a feeling of Christmas.
Come on, Belly,
come on,
knock
everybody.
This out.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile, and on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time.
For the living. Come on, those for the living.
Ring-a-ling.
Ding-dong.
Hear them ring. Soon be Christmas Day.
My KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Over the weekend, my wife, I was sitting in front of a salon in Toluca Lake selling her... She does a lot of crafting, makes these beautiful ornaments and stuff.
She makes some nice stuff.
Yeah, like real original stuff. It's
There's
really
some
great
stuff I want.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you got a credit card?
Huh?
Well, not free, you know.
But we're friends.
I'll bring you one.
Well, which one? I had
Depends
my eye on.
On how much you have, right?
Not much. Not much.
That's what you're gonna get then. Anyway, so it's in front of this beautiful new salon, Dylan Keith. They've got one on Magnolia near Hollywood Way. And then they opened the new one on Riverside near Foreman. And man, it looks like an old fashioned, beautiful salon that you'd see on like Avenue of the Americas in New York.
I used to go to that salon
really?
When I lived here in Burbank.
So you knew Kristen Best.
Yes, she is lovely.
Man, between the Kristen Best and Crispin Martins, everyone who walked by that store, they knew everybody in their family.
They have the best personalities.
Yeah.
They're just sweet women.
Crazy, right?
It's not that crazy.
They know more people than... Look, I've met a lot of people in my life. I knew like one. Dave Koons walked by, right?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I saw Kevin Dees. Rick Dees's kid was there.
No way.
And then I ran into Kevin Dees the next day at the Do It Center.
No.
I'm like, what's going on with you, buddy? I know, you know, do you want an autograph or a picture? Why do I run into you twice in a weekend? But he's great. He has a beautiful daughter, Ava, and he's got a great wife. He just he knocks it out, that kid, at Kevin Dees, right? Anyway, so she's selling her wares, right, in front of this Dylan Keith's salon. And I said, hey, I'll go down and get food. So I go down to the place called The Counter, right?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the place?
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to, you know, I'm not a big vax card shower. So I got food to go. Plus, you know, they were hungry, so I wanted to bring food back. So I'm sitting there waiting for it. And I look over and I go, hey, that guy looks like Harold Green. You know, from CBS, right? The big reporter.
Yeah.
For an anchor for years and years and years. And I look over and so I walked up and I go, hey, you Harold Green? He said, yeah.
Oh, it was.
I haven't seen him at the track lately. He goes, oh, yeah, I haven't been to the track lately. And I think he's wanting me to kill that conversation, right?
You got that vibe?
Yeah, because his wife was there. Right? And he's like, yeah. So how's everybody else? How's the family? And so I was talking to him. There was only two families in there. And so I was talking to Harold Green. He's a really nice guy, very smart, very funny, interesting dude. And I'm leaving. And then I hear a lady saying, excuse me, are you Conway from KFI? I'm like, wow, there's two families in here. And
they know you.
Yeah. So I said, yeah. And she said to me, she said, hey, do you know who my husband is? And I look over and I'm like, I don't really recognize him. I'm sorry. And she said, it's Jason. Jason DeFore, right? I'm like, wait a minute. Jason DeFore from Beverly Hills Police Department? And she said, yeah. I'm like, holy smokes. I have not seen that guy in probably 15 or 20 years. But what happened is I got into a hit and run in Beverly Hills. This woman, young lady, drives by my car and smacks my car, right? And so I'm following her and I'm calling the Beverly Hills Police Department saying, hey, this woman just hit my car and I'm following her. And the police department says, she's on the phone with us because you're stalking her. I'm like, what? Stalking her? She just hit my car. So she, and he says, I want both of you to come to the police station right now. And so we pull into the police station. There's four cops waiting for us, right? They just pulled their motorcycles over and they're waiting for us. And this is not going to be good, right? No. So we pull in and I said, this woman hit my car. And they said, well, where's the damage? I'm like, oh, it's gotta be, what the hell? There's no damage.
There was no damage?
Right. And I couldn't find it. I knew it was hit though, because I could hear it as she drove by and went bang. Right. And I couldn't find it. I'm like, oh, now they're going to arrest me.
Yeah.
Now it looks like she's telling the truth. Right. It was ding dong, right? Ding dong in Beverly Hills. And I finally did find a chip in the mirror. So it hit the mirror, right? And so I said, you know what? She seemed like a nice lady. She was young. She was like 21, 22. I said, that's probably about $40 worth of damage. I don't want to press charges, right? And she said, I told you so, right? And she got really mad. And so he says, he gave me my license back. And he said, no charges. I said, no, I don't want to press charges. And he went to give her license back and she ripped it out of his hands and saying, you know, like she went into a whole anti-cop thing. And I'm like, wow, all she had to do is take her license back and leave.
Go away.
Right. So I left before she got into it with him, but she was there a little longer because she had a really terrible attitude. Then what I didn't know is a couple of days later, he was up on off of Maple and Sunset, and that's a place on Sunset where people go like 80 miles an hour. And it's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. And this car comes by doing 75 in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. So he pulls her over, and she's like, see, you're stalking me. I knew it. To the cop, right?
I didn't know this part of this.
I didn't either. I just found this out. And she said, she goes, you're stalking me. And she got crazy with him again. And I'm like, man, oh, man. For a young lady, right, and she's driving like a $200,000, you know, car.
Yeah.
But I never got to meet that guy after that day. I told the story many times on the air, but if it wasn't for his wife, because he wouldn't have said anything. You know, he's like a cop. He's like, you know, he just wants to have his meal with his three kids and, you know, and not create a scene. But man, he's got a great wife. He's got three great kids. And one of his kids works at the sandwich shop that I always go to. So it was unbelievable to walk into a restaurant and know Harold Green. I've known him for, you know, 20, 25 years or so. And then to run into this Beverly Hills police officer, I think he's a sergeant now, who I've never met in since that incident. And I think that happened probably 20 years ago, maybe 15 to 20 years ago. Isn't that crazy?
And you met him.
No, I'm sorry. It had to be less. It had to be. It was it was probably about 12 years ago that it happened.
And he was sitting there.
And he was sitting in the restaurant.
And she's like, oh, that's him. I'm going to get it.
Right. Exactly. Okay. It's crazy, though.
Don't you think that happens to you a lot, though?
No,
you,
it does.
You go out and about, people recognize your voice. They know you from here.
Well, it's only because of this station. The act hasn't changed. I used to be at another radio station, and like twice in 10 years, somebody said something.
Really?
Yeah.
That much of a difference.
It's the same crazy, you know, horrible act. It's just a bigger signal, right? There's just more people listening over here.
Yeah, there
is. Geez, I'm waiting for people to argue with that. That it's not a crappy show, but doesn't seem any, we'll get any takers.
No, you nailed it.
Well, you just said it was the same. You didn't say it was
crappy.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640, Conway Show. Hey, I just, Bellio just gave me this article. The state of Oregon is sliding towards forever masks. For the rest of eternity, Oregon is going to possibly mandate masks. Man, that is one sure way to get thrown out of office, right? Talk about wearing masks permanently in the United States, and you'll be home. You'll be on the beach somewhere. But the Oregon Health Authority, their meeting does not mean that the move is yet official. It was a meeting with various stakeholders to iron out the details and how to write the specifics of the rule. But it signals that they are interested in making forever mask mandate, and it's right around the corner. It's the first step to making the rule permanent. So it's crazy, right? That forever you're gonna have to wear a mask in Oregon. I mean, if that is true and that does happen, I can't imagine, you know, going there and, you know, once I do retire, if I ever retire, I don't know, I'll probably die of a massive heart attack one night, right, on the job. But if I ever get to the point where I'm not working anymore, whether it's my choice or not, I'd like to move to Oregon and spend some time up there. But if there's a mandatory mask mandate everywhere in the state of Oregon for eternity, that's not me. You know, that's not for me. You know, I know some people like it. You know, Bellio loves the mask. Crozier, Angel, Tony, Steph, all you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Big mask lovers. But I'm just not as into it as you guys are. I wish I was. I wish I could wear it like Bellio's totally into it. But I just wish I just can't get into it, you know? I wish I was there, Bellio. I really do.
We'll work on it.
Okay. It's just that simple, right? Just work on it.
Mind over matter. Okay. Mind over mask.
All right, we talked about this earlier. Jack in the Box is buying the Del Taco chain, right? What are they going to do with them, huh?
A supersized meal deal in the fast food business.
Wow.
San Diego-based Jack in the Box is buying Lake Forest-based Del Taco for $575 million.
That seems like a good deal. $575 million for 600 stores. That's $1 million. A little under $1 million per store. That seems like a good deal. I don't know.
Del Taco is the nation's second largest Mexican fast food chain.
I didn't know that. Do you guys know that?
Del Taco is the nation's second largest Mexican fast food chain.
I bet I know the first one, right? The first one, Casa Vega.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not? I bet I know what it is, right? It's that Wahoos. Wahoos? How do you pronounce that, Angel?
Wahoos.
Like
the fish, like a wahoo fish.
Yeah, my wife always says I'd say it wrong.
Try it again.
Wahoos. Wait, what are you laughing at? I'll jump right through that window. What's wrong with you?
Wahoo.
Wahoos.
Wahoos.
Wait, that's not it?
Let's go to wahoos.
Wait, that's... How do you... Oh, wait, say it again.
Wahoos.
Wahoos. Like that?
That's better.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys want to go get some food at Wahoos?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
it
not
makes it,
it
more fun.
You guys are busting my balls. Wahoos.
It's not woohoos.
Wahoos.
Wahoos.
Right. It's wahoos.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's wahoos.
She always... you know what? I stopped going there because every time I mention, she's like, that's not how you say it. I'm like, all right, let's go to Taco Bell. Is that how you say that?
There you go.
Hey, Tim, do you and your family go to Wahoo?
My family, right? All right, what's going on with these Jack in the Box?
With more than 600 restaurants, Jack in the Box has 2,200 restaurants.
Wow.
The two companies had combined sales of $740 million last year.
That is unbelievable.
Takes me back to my college days.
Yeah, it takes me back to yesterday.
Takes me back to my college days.
Takes me back to Sunday. I had Jack in the Box on Sunday. I love Jack in the Box. It's not on the menu, but if you ask for it, they'll knock it out for you. It's the three taco combo. Three tacos, fries, and a Coke. That's like $5 and change or something like that. And that's the perfect size meal. Are you with Jack in the Box, Crows? You Jack in the Box guy?
Yeah. I mean, when I was younger, it was much more more my place to go. I try to be a little bit healthier now. But yeah, I enjoyed the Jack in the Box every once in a blue moon. That ultimate cheeseburger was one of my favorites.
Yeah. My
that's ridiculous.
Everybody in my family likes that Jack in the Box. My daughter gets the chicken strips. My wife gets the croissant.
The croissant
sandwich.
Oh, the breakfast stuff?
Yeah.
When I first got out here, I had never seen a Jack in the Box before.
Really? Oh, that's right. Here. They're not national.
Yeah. And I fell in love with the egg rolls.
Oh, egg rolls are great.
I was like, oh, that sauce that comes with them. Like, yes. Oh, and you only need three? Oh, yeah.
And they got that rice bowl with the chicken on top.
Oh, yeah. That's and the curly too. Fries are really good.
The curly fries are good.
Seasoned fries.
And they've improved their regular fries as well. Their regular fries used to be okay, but now they're really good.
What about King Taco?
King Taco's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, King Taco is great. And I you know, when you have your stomach on a restaurant and you go there, like we left the White House and I drove to the King Taco off of the 710 and 60 freeway. There's one right there. I think it's one of the original. I think it is the original or it's second original. So I go there, I park, and there's like 12 people in line in front of me. And that's a lot, right? And then I go to the other side of the restaurant to see how many people are waiting for their food, and there's like another 15. I'm like, oh, man, they don't have enough employees in there. I got to bail. So I bailed, and I went to the one in Glendale because I know they're open until 11 o'clock. And I get there, and they just closed.
I was going to say.
Oh, man.
You did not plan that out well.
I know. And then I woke up the next day and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go get King Taco. And Jen's like, it's 8 o'clock. I'm like, I know, but I didn't get it last night and I really
still
wanted
thinking
it.
Thinking about it.
Yeah. It's 7:45. What's going on with you? And then when you do finally get it, man, you rip in that bag and there's nothing like it. That King Taco.
You can be pretty picky with your diet too. So what do you get there? Because they got some exotic stuff.
I just get the regular, man. They see me coming and they know it's just meat and tortilla.
They know you by name.
No, they don't.
Get your taquitos ready for you.
They do not.
Hey, Tim.
I get three tacos with just the meat and the tortilla.
Just like carne asada or something?
Yeah, and I throw that green salsa. The green salsa there is unreal.
Yeah.
And then I get two burritos to go, rice and carne asada. Mm. And those last me 2 or 3 days.
I love their
half of one.
I love their lengua.
What is that?
That's tongue.
The tongue?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good if you've never had tongue.
I'm not there. You know that Neil Saavedra eats ox ass.
Oxtail?
Or oxtail? Oxtail.
It's close.
Yeah.
But not
I don't
quite
know.
There.
I don't
Oxtail's
know.
Good.
I know, but it's very close for the, you know, 4 years that
that's true.
It was an ox. Okay. It's close to the business end every single day.
You pray they didn't scrub that out?
It's getting seasoned for 4 years.
Marinating.
Right. But that King Taco is great.
It is.
It really and again, that green salsa at King Taco is they got to open one in the Valley. I've been begging them to open one for 20 years in the Valley.
I used to go to the one that was in Ontario. It was kind of Upland, Ontario area, and I would go there like after work sometimes, and that would be like 12, 1 o'clock a.m. Yeah. And that would get a little bit dicey for me.
Oh, yeah, no
this
kidding.
This lily white boy walking in there, a little bit dicey. But I didn't care. I was like, good. All these quinceañeras that were finishing up and all these parties and stuff. But I got some eyes.
Yeah.
But I couldn't resist, man. That place is good.
It's great. And that green salsa at midnight, that's set to go off around 3:30. If you eat it. You eat that at midnight, and that's got a clock on it.
Boom.
Yeah. And 3:30, you'd be like, oh, what's that? I hope it was just a font, right? Also. All right. We're live on KFI AM 640. More now with Crowe. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Holidays. Yeah, ding dong. Oh, what a great time of year.
Just see those sleigh bells jingling, ding, 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 ding,
not going to believe this, Belium. Then I'll have to convince you that I'm right. But in Burbank, California, right? You know Burbank, right? You know the Friday low in Burbank is supposed to be 38 degrees?
No.
Yeah.
During the day?
No. At night. The low is 39 degrees on Friday and 39 on Saturday.
It's supposed to rain, correct, on Wednesday?
On Thursday. In the valley.
Tonight, maybe.
Tonight.
The fog this morning was crazy.
Yeah, it was like misting in Burbank. It was kind of cool. But for Burbank, California, Thursday rain, Monday and Tuesday of next week rain. That's kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. And it's going to be 39 degrees on Friday and 39 degrees on Saturday. That's unbelievable. It's nearly freezing.
How happy does that make you?
Oh, it's great. But now I'm going to have to pay for the heating. You know, I got to heat the place up.
Yeah, we kicked the fires on this weekend ourselves.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. How many fireplaces do you have? Three?
Three.
You have three fireplaces?
Yeah.
God almighty.
Whatever.
Been doing this for 25 years. I got none. Guy's been sitting there for 2 months. He's got three fireplaces.
Oh my gosh. Belio has a Peloton upstairs and downstairs.
I know.
And Crozier has three fireplaces.
And you've skied every area, ski area in Utah, right? And I'm sitting here, you know, trying to figure out how I can save money at Jack in the Box with a three taco offer. But you really have three fireplaces?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you know, and we got one in the master bedroom.
Upstairs?
It's connected because the master bedroom is right above the living room. So it's basically the same chimney.
Right.
You know, it's just that it's one above. So it's kind of, it's like two and a half, or basically like two.
How many refrigerators do you have, Thurston?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
All right. One in the garage?
One mini one in the garage, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
you don't
that.
Have one as a nightstand like Tim?
I've been there, done that.
We have a small one out in the fridge, too. That's a key, man.
Oh, my God, yeah, dude.
You know, when you need a quick bottle of water before you get in the car.
I got on the side of my house is where the garage goes out, the door to the garage goes out in the backyard. That's where I go now when Jen and I do the jacuzzi thing. She goes upstairs, does her changing. I go into the garage. That's like my own little personal space.
You change
space
in the garage?
Change the garage.
You're all nude?
Well, you know. Mm-hmm. We were talking the other day about, like, if one of the kids came home and the garage door started open, what would I do? Go bolting out the backyard. I said, I don't know if that's better for the neighbors.
How many cars can fit in your garage?
Three.
God almighty. This guy's...
Jacuzzi?
We've never heard this before.
No.
He's living large.
A year ago, it was one car.
How many
garage.
Square feet in your house?
Honestly,
3,000?
That might be stretching it.
Really?
Yeah, I think I might be. But
I love
if you include the garage.
And you have a fireplace in your bedroom.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I don't either.
What's your favorite? Your clay tennis court or the grass one? Which one do you use more often?
The basketball court up at the top of the backyard.
Oh.
That is wild, man. That must be great, though, to have a fireplace in the bedroom. Do you get smoke coming into the house?
No, not at all.
Mm.
I mean, they're gas, and we have the glass, you know.
But you're burning real logs?
No.
Oh, you're
it's
not?
Gas.
Okay.
Yeah, we use the glass.
Oh, I see.
The
okay.
Chipped glass and stuff. Yeah. Right.
Wow, that's, I had a, I'll tell you a quick story. But I had to get something outside in, like, the shed area. And Sophia said, what do you mean the shed area? And I said, there's a gate there. I put a gate in. And there's an area now next to the house that has, you know, our not trash cans, but, you know, lawn equipment in there.
Yeah, exactly.
She said, where? And I took her outside and I showed her. And she goes, when did we put that gate in? 3.5 years ago.
Very observant.
She's never been in that area.
No interest.
Isn't that great?
So you talk about me, but apparently your place is so big.
Oh, yeah. The family hasn't even seen it all yet. That's good. All right. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.